Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Welspun Enterprise Limited Q4 FY24 earnings conference call. This conference call may contain forward-looking statements about the company, which are based on the beliefs, opinions, and expectations of the company as on date of this call. These statements are not the guarantees of future performance and involve risks and uncertainties that are difficult to predict. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Salil Bawa, Head of Group Investor Relations, Welspun World. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you very much, Sagar. Good afternoon to all of you. On behalf of Welspun Enterprise Limited, I welcome all of you to the company's Q4 and FY 2024 earnings call. Along with me today, I have here Mr. Sandeep Garg, Managing Director of Welspun Enterprise Limited, Mr. Saurin Patel, Managing Director of Welspun Michigan Engineers Limited, Mr. Lalit Jain, Chief Financial Officer for Welspun Enterprise, Siddharth Bhardwaj, Head IR for Welspun Enterprise. We hope you have had a chance to review the investor presentation that we filed with the exchanges. The presentation is also available on the company's website. During today's discussion, we may be making references to this presentation. Please do take a moment to review the safe harbor statement in our presentation. As usual, we will start the forum with opening remarks by our leadership team, and then we'll open the floor for your questions. Once the call gets over, should you have any further queries that remain unanswered post the earnings call, kindly feel free to reach out to any one of us. With that, I would now like to hand over the floor to Mr. Sandeep Garg, Managing Director of Welspun Enterprise. Over to you.
Thank you. Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to the Welspun Enterprise Q4 and FY 2024 results conference call. I would like to thank all participants for their presence. We have uploaded our results on the exchanges and our website, and I hope you have had a chance to review the same. We start FY 2025 with the highest-ever standalone opening order book of rupees 12,200 crores. This order book includes close to rupees 3,600 crores of operation and maintenance. This is a clear reflection of WEL's diversification strategy and our meticulous approach to order selection. The water vertical now has a share of close to 67% in the order mix, with the balance being in the transportation vertical if you are to consider only the EPC order book. Post our results, we have emerged L1 in one of the MP-SRDC road projects, where our quoted price is rupees 1,864 crores approximately, the details of which have been uploaded on stock exchange. We would inform you further details of the project once the LOA is issued by the client. Our subsidiary, Welspun Michigan Engineers Limited, has an opening order book of rupees 1,600 crores. This makes our consolidated order book a formidable rupees 13,800 crores, which is about four times our consolidated revenue for the FY 2024. Although it is not material from the listed entity point of view, but I would like to mention that Welspun Michigan has also emerged L1 for an order worth rupees 170 crores, the details of which will be shared by Mr. Saurin Patel Managing Director of WNEL, in his address. I am certain you will appreciate the immense visibility such an order book provides. We are certainly not pausing here, and we are working to further build on our project pipeline. Our future ordering within the transportation vertical, we have seen a continued muted period in the last quarter. Having said this, we see promising road opportunities from NHAI and in the state of Maharashtra in the next few quarters. I would like to reiterate that we at Welspun are extremely positive on opportunities that lay ahead of us. We believe the country's capex spend will double over the next 5 years from the base of approximately rupees 11 lakh crores. Our balance sheet strength positions us extremely well to seize on this opportunity and thus deliver many years of profitable growth. At Welspun, we strive to achieve excellence in every sphere of activities that we take on. In this direction, we are pleased to share that Welspun Enterprises has been recognized and certified as a great place to work by GPTW Certification Agency. Welspun also saw one of the highest employee participation among the corporates, which was at 96% during the certification. I'm also extremely pleased to share that trust index of 88% of Welspun Enterprise employees have rated us as a great place to work. Our ranking will be announced on June 20th, which we will share with you in our next engagement. While we have grown sequentially on quarterly basis, our revenue in FY24 has dropped on a year-on-year basis by 8%. Our standalone FY revenue is rupees 2,450 crores, while total income is rupees 2,553 crores. Though we expected to do a bit better on revenue, however, holds on work front on our SNRP and VRP projects and continued challenge on our ESR construction and on UPJJM project led to deferment of revenues to FY25. I want to assure you all that our teams across the transportation and water verticals are continuously solving these issues on real-time basis. I would also like to mention that in FY24, we achieved EBITDA of rupees 439 crores on standalone basis, which is the highest standalone EBITDA for our company in any financial year. On consolidated basis, our revenue has grown to rupees 2,872 crores with total income of rupees 3,063 crores. This marks the highest consolidated revenue in the history of our company. Similarly, our consolidated EBITDA of rupees 6,016 crores for FY24 is the highest in the history of the company. I stand corrected, rupees 616 crores in FY24 is highest in the history of the company. I would like to emphasize that the model we follow for developmental projects involves a life cycle of 5 years. This includes the period of project construction, stabilization, and monetization. Considering this life cycle, we have delivered an average PAT percentage of over 12% in the past 5 years. The accounting classification notwithstanding, this PAT percentage is a reflection of business potential and the model that we follow. The details of the financials will be covered by CFO Mr. Lalit Jain in his address. I am also pleased to inform that the board has recommended dividend of 30% on face value, that is rupees 3 per share, for approval by the shareholders. I want to mention that excluding the current recommendation of the board, we have distributed over rupees 700 crores by way of dividends and buybacks, which translates to return of about rupees 50 per share. Now, coming on some operational highlights on major projects for the concluded quarter. Our HAM project, Anta-Simarya, has gathered pace in execution, and we anticipate this to continue as we target the completion. The bridge work is more or less complete by more than 90%. The balance works are primarily road and approach, which we target to complete by Q3 FY25. Our HAM road project of Satyanathapuram-Nagapattinam, SNRP, is progressing, but I must share that the pace is slower than our plans. We have interacted with client on both non-availability of potash and earth materials and delays in approval of mines for earth extraction. We remain confident to deliver the project on targeted timelines. Our EPC work of Varanasi-Aurangabad NH2 is progressing well, and we are on track to meet our completion target date. It is an honor to share that our section of the national highway was selected to be inaugurated by the Honorable Prime Minister, which is a testimony to the quality of execution that we deliver for our clients. Coming on our water vertical, our UP-JJM project in the state of UP under the State Water and Sanitation Mission is progressing well, and despite challenges of multi-locational distributed work, this project has crossed a significant milestone of 50% of targeted household connections. Skilled manpower shortage, especially for ESR, has affected pace of progress. We are deploying various strategies to overcome this shortage, including the precast option and also steel, which we have proposed to the client. Dharavi Wastewater Treatment Facility, our project to deliver the clean Mithi River, has progressed well. After a period of delays in earlier quarters, we have moved ahead with the improved execution. We have planned our execution in a manner to minimize the impact of the impending monsoon months. We have added another significant order in the last quarter, and I'm pleased to inform that the design, build, and operate DBO for the development of the new 2,000 MLD water treatment plant at the Bandhud Complex, including civil, mechanical, and electrical instrumentation work, has been awarded to the company. The project is to be designed and constructed within a period of 48 months from the notice to proceed, which is still awaited, and thereafter operated for a period of 15 years. The total contract value, excluding GST, is rupees 4,123 crores, the split of which is that the design build is 2,243 crores, while O&M is 1,880 crores. During the quarter, we continued with our efforts for development of oil and gas field blocks housed in the joint venture Adani Welspun Exploration Limited. We submitted our EDP to the regulator for our block MBOSN 2005/2, or what we call Mumbai block, in this quarter. Subject to the approval of EDP by government, our endeavor is to commence gas production by FY26-27. We have awarded the contract for well design and engineering and also finalized the field contractor. We have the approval to invest rupees 100 crores into this venture in the current financial year. I would like to reiterate that in line with our prudent approach, we will commit future capital only upon clear visibility of commercial viability. As I conclude, I am delighted to share that Welspun Enterprise was bestowed with two national accolades at the 15th CIDC Vishwakarma Awards, Construction HSE Award and Artisan and Supervision Award for UPJJM mission and our EPC work at Varanasi-Aurangabad Road Project. With this, I now hand over the call to Mr. Sauryan Patel, MD of WMEL.
Thank you, Sandeep, and good afternoon, everyone. I'm happy to share that we have clocked the highest quarterly revenue in Q4 FY24 at INR 141 crores. Our revenue for full FY24 is INR 411.8 crores. This marks a growth of approximately 30%. Having completed the process of integration with Welspun Enterprises, I am extremely optimistic of increasing our growth momentum in FY25 and beyond. This performance has been consistent from a margin perspective, wherein we have achieved an EBITDA margin of 23% for the full year, which translates to a whopping 99 crores. Both our current projects, as well as potential new wins, give me immense confidence of sustaining these margin levels. We have currently 18 projects, which are spread across micro-tunneling, segment tunneling, marine works, pumping stations, rehabilitation of underground sewer lines, and bridge construction. These combined projects give us an outstanding order book of approximately INR 1,627 crores, with INR 170 crores of operations and maintenance. This order book is largely executable over the next 36 months. I must add here that I am not including an order of 170 crores from the MCGM to rehabilitate underground sewers using glass-reinforced polymer liners, where Welspun Michigan has been declared L1. I would like to reiterate that we foresee vastly larger opportunities ahead. These opportunities are both from new geographies due to Welspun World's wide reach, as well as new initiatives that we are evaluating, such as working with new technologies. We have been an engineering solution provider for urban and infrastructure needs, which is a niche area, and we wish to operate in the specialized niche areas of tunneling and water rehabilitation projects on a larger scale. Historically, we have been a very profitable company, and our EBITDA growth over the last 3 years has been a CAGR of 33%. I would now like to share a brief on an exciting new technology partnership that we will be introducing to India. SmartOps is a cutting-edge technology to convert grey water into an asset. It is modular, scalable, cost-efficient, and easy to deploy technology in a water body or drain point to rejuvenate or recycle the water, rivers, sewers, ponds, and lakes. This involves biological treatment of wastewater with minimum wastage and provides tertiary treated water, potable water, for commercial and domestic use. Besides SmartOps, we at Welspun Michigan Engineers are pioneering HyperTunnel, which will replace or substitute in part the existing methods of box pushing for road under bridges and the widely used NATM method for hand mine tunneling. A unique combination of proven technologies using artificial intelligence, 3D printing, and swarm robotics from diverse industries to build a tunnel and enhance any underground scheme. This is a new approach, a radically new approach, which is safer and more sustainable than current techniques and is claimed to be 5 times faster than the current ways. Our order pipeline is healthy, and with the rollout of the new technologies for the future that I mentioned earlier, we retain our sights on projects worth INR 20,000 crores. We will be bidding for these on a selective basis. With this, I will close my remarks and hand the call to Lalit Jain, CFO of Welspun Enterprise Limited, for updates on the financials. Over to you, Lalit.
Thank you, Mr. Soni. And good afternoon to everyone, and many thanks for being part of this call. I'm sure you would have had an opportunity to review our financial numbers published. Our standalone FY24 total income is 2553 crores and PAT is 285 crores for FY24. I'm happy to inform that we have delivered the highest reported EBITDA of Rs. 439 crores, which work out to a margin of 17.2%. For quarter 4 FY24, our revenue from operations stood at 644 crores and along with other income, our total income was at Rs. 665 crores. We reported an EBITDA of Rs. 97 crores, which work out to a margin of 14.5%. Our profit before tax for Q4 FY24 is Rs. 87 crore, which work out to 90% conversion of our EBITDA to PBT. This is predominantly because of our unique business model, which gives us the ability to retain a very large part of our EBITDA. I am confident we will continue to scale our operation while being true to this successful model. You may recall that we have given a guidance of reported EBITDA margin in the range of 13 to 14%. We will maintain this. Our income has dropped by 64%. Our other income has dropped by 64% to 22 crore from 60 crore in Q4 FY23. This is due to the high base from Q4 FY23, where we had the large part of our proceeds from the assets sale to active on our balance sheet. Likewise, our finance cost has dropped 67% year over year to Rs. 8 crore in this quarter, since we retired NCD that were outstanding in Q4 FY23. I do not anticipate an increase in interest expenses from this level in near future. Our effective tax rate will be 25% in the normal course, but for this quarter, it is close to 28% due to additional tax provisions taken from for earlier periods. Our standalone profit after tax is Rs. 64 crore. Please note, this is not compatible with Q4 FY23 number. There was an asset sale transaction we undertook with Actis Highway in December 2022, which resulted in exceptional income of Rs. 37 crore. Now coming to our consolidated numbers, our consolidated FY24 total income is Rs. 3063 crores and PAT is Rs. 319 crore for FY24. I am happy to inform that we have delivered the highest consolidated reported EBITDA of Rs. 616 crore, which worked out to be a margin of 20.1%. For Q4 FY24, our revenue from operations stood at Rs. 821 crore and along with other income, our total income was at Rs. 867 crore. We reported an EBITDA of Rs. 157 crore, which worked out to a margin of 18.1%. Our PBT Rs. 120 crores and PAT stand at Rs. 78 crores. I would like to mention that due to consolidation of Michigan Engineers as a subsidiary, the contribution of Michigan Engineers towards EBITDA is Rs. 31 crore. However, 49.9% of Michigan PAT has been reversed due to minority interest. We have a strong balance sheet with the net cash of Rs. 923 crores as on 31st March 2024 at standalone level. The reduction of Rs. 625 crore as compared to 31st March 2023 is on account of buyback worth Rs. 289 crore, payout for MEPL acquisition of Rs. 137 crore, followed by the equity investment of Rs. 156 crore in ongoing project, and remaining amount used for the working capital. Now I transfer this call to Mr. Garg. Thank you.
Thank you, Ralit. Before we open the forum for question and answers, I would like to correct myself. Apparently, while talking about the new win for which we have been declared L1, I said the name of the client wrongly. And I would want to correct myself to say that post our results, we have emerged L1 in one of the MSRDC road projects, that is in the Maharashtra
where our quoted price is approximately rupees 1,864 crores. I would request to bring this correction on record. With this, I will request that the floor be open for question and answers. Over to you.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone phone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. Again, please press star and one to ask a question. The first question is from the line of Siddharth Singh from Green Portfolio. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. Am I audible?
Yes, you are.
So my first question is, as the semiconductor industry is witnessing a growing demand for, sir, ultra-pure water, so, sir, does our company have a technology to build the infrastructure for that, or how we are seeing that opportunity?
Can you repeat the question, please?
Sir, I am saying that in semiconductor industry, there is a need of ultra-pure water, okay? So, sir, as we are into the water infrastructure segment, so do we are targeting that technology also, or what are our take on that ultra pure water?
So let me respond to this question by saying that we are not into technology per se ourselves of development. Okay, we use the existing technologies to deliver projects. In terms of the technology associations that we enjoy at this point in time, we enjoy a relationship with Xylem, which is one of the largest water treatment and product supplier. We also enjoy a relationship with Veolia, which is the largest water treatment technology supplier. So technology is something which we have an access to anything that we should require for a particular project. Michigan on its own, Western Michigan on its part, is associating with new technologies and new ways of achieving desired results, but that technology is not targeting ultra pure water. So I hope I've answered the question.
Okay, sir. And sir, can you give the detail of current bid pipeline? So how much order you have bidded for in water and transportation vertical, and also the historical conversion rate?
So normally in the water, our conversion rate is extremely high because we have bidded very selectively. Now, talking about the opportunity on water business, there is a huge opportunity, as we all know. The short-term opportunity of pipeline that we see at the top of the canvas is about a lakh crores in the areas that we are interested in. So this is a short term, which means that we expect these to fructify in FY25. As we speak at this point in time, there are no open bids on water. There is an open bid on a transportation section, but there are no open bids on the water segment.
Okay, thank you so much, sir.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Dhananjay Bagrodia from ASK. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Congratulations on good set of numbers. I wanted to ask you, you mentioned that there's a 3 lakh crore project for water available. Which out of that, how much would be addressable to us, and over what segments are you seeing this 3 lakh crore?
So approximately, see, if that's a larger canvas which is a
short term and a medium term water segment. The segments that we have targeted are primarily distributed in three heads. That is the transmission, treatment, and distribution. So treatment per se includes the water and a sewage or a wastewater treatment, desalination, and river rejuvenation. So in treatment, we cover three aspects, while transmission includes the pipeline and the river linking works.
Hmm.
So if I were to look at this total canvas, we see opportunities in the Maharashtra of about 1,25,000 crores, in the Madhya Pradesh about more than 50,000 crores, in Uttar Pradesh approximately 17,000 crores, and the list goes on.
Hmm. No, so in this 3 lakh crore, how much would be accessible to us? Per se, would it be only the lag of treatment? Because the pipes would come in COPs, right? So that won't come in, the transmission part won't come to us. So only the treatment part will be to us, right?
No. So when I'm talking about, these are the project values which we can do, which we can target in terms of construction contracts, now EPC basis. Now, if the pipes have to be bought from a company, whether it is Welspun Corp or any other company, that will be a supply for the company which wins it rather than anything else. So
sure.
It's not excluded there.
Huh. Okay, and in terms of, so regarding this right now in the water opportunity, you said, so we're just coming back to the same thing, so 3 lakh crore, is there any idea in terms of like when this could be executed by, how would it go, and how are we seeing in this Jal Sinal, on their official website, they are above 80% in terms of their targeted households. Is that something which you think we are ending the cycle? How are we looking at that?
Sorry, could you repeat the last part of your question, please?
So, on the official Jal Jeevan Mission on their website, they say that a significant portion of their water of taps which they wanted to reach are done. But there's not been, nothing has been explained on how much is now for the river linking. How do we see that segment grow? Because I believe the tap, the last leg has been done in most of the households.
So household connections, and the government is pretty much focused on delivering it, and the official website, I haven't browsed it, so I will take it on a face value as to what we have done. But as far as the orders that we have crossed the household connections of more than 50% on 31st of March, and the pace at which is growing, I'm sure we would be somewhere close to 65-70% at this point in time. However, the government is in terms of water interlinking, river interlinking, the projects are just about to take off. They will be bidded going forward after the elections are over. That's what our anticipation is. So that work will start unfolding from FY25 and go for a few years going forward.
Okay, fine. So for us now, since we are not in the last leg of distribution, since we are in transmission treatment, for us the opportunities will be much bigger going ahead vis-a-vis some of the PVC players who are in the distribution part. Is that the right way to answer this?
No, I think I would want to correct that we are already in distribution. If you look at it, our Devas Water Project is distributing water to the industries in MP. And in UPJJM, we are already doing distribution to the villages, about 1,070 schemes, about 2,500 villages. So we are already in distribution, so it's not an arena which is outside our capability to deliver projects.
Okay, fantastic. And then lastly, in the order book, we have roughly around 14,000 crores. How do we see that executable over time, and how should one look at those numbers?
So, as we look at it at this time, you know, I would want to say that the FY25 looks healthy. We anticipate from the orders that we already have in hand, somewhere around 3,000+ crores of revenue should mature on a standalone basis for the Welspun Enterprises. The orders that are in the offing, we expect that we will be able to add another about 300 crores to this number. In terms of the consolidated level, we do believe that we will be somewhere around 4,000 crores on a consolidated basis.
Okay. It's fair enough to assume that one-third of the order book is executed over every year.
Yeah.
That more or less? Okay.
Yes.
Fantastic. Lastly, just coming out, are we looking at any CapEx number for the year? How should one look at that?
The CapEx number, as the pre-committed CapEx at this point in time into the business is approximately, for the HAM projects, is approximately about 200 crores. About 100 crores towards the oil and gas. The balance cash reserve is available for any further growth of the business.
Perfect. Thank you, sir. Thank you so much.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Sri Krishna Agarwal from Agarwal Consultancy. Please go ahead.
Hello. Hello.
Yes.
Am I audible, sir?
Yes.
Yeah. Just wanted to know, sir, you have the existing order book of around 15,661 crores, including your subsidy. Your normal time limit is 3 years for completion of the project. Can we assume that the annual turnover will be increasing to 5,000 crores per year?
As I just said that we expect the turnover for FY 2025 on a consolidated basis to be around 4,000 crores.
Okay. Okay, sir. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Nirav Shah from GeeCee Holdings. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Good afternoon, sir, and thanks for the opportunity. Yeah. Firstly, from our press release, we've mentioned that we have five road project bids where the results are awaited, but I believe this would be the yesterday. Does it include the recent MSRDC order win where we are L1? Not the win, but where we are L1.
Yeah. Out of the five open bids at that point in time when we went to the press release. Four have opened, and one of them we have opened emerged L1. There's one bid which is still not open, which is with the NHAI. We are awaiting that result whenever it opens.
Perfect. That's the first question, sir. Second question, we've mentioned the Michigan top line at around 141 crores for the quarter. What is the corresponding EBITDA and PAT for the quarter from Michigan?
Give us a second, we'll give you the number.
Sure.
The corresponding EBITDA is 99 crores.
Not for the quarter.
For the full year.
For the full year.
Okay.
It is
Just give us a second. We'll just.
Sure, sure.
Look at the number.
For the quarter, 51 crores.
51 crores.
For the quarter. For the quarter, Michigan EBITDA is 32 crores.
32 crores. Got it. Fair point. Last quarter, we gave a guidance of 500 crore for Michigan. If I just derive the consolidated minus standalone, you've given a guidance of 3,000 crore on existing book, plus another 200-300 crore on the new wins. Our Michigan guidance would be approximately 600-700 crores for the current year?
That is correct. It will be about 600+ crores.
600+ crores. Perfect. Another last question is, sir, from when will we start the execution of Bhandup project?
As
stated in my opening statement, we are awaiting the notice to proceed. I think post the election process is complete, we should get the notice to proceed, and thereafter we will start the work. If it is very close to the monsoon period, we will not hit the ground. We will hit the ground post the monsoon period.
Post the monsoon period. Perfect. And on Michigan, just lastly, the 600 crore top line would be at stable margins of existing 23-24%. Am I correct in assuming that?
That is correct.
Great, great. Thanks, sir, for an encouraging guidance. Looking forward to we meeting the our own expectations, sir. Great. Thanks a lot and all the best, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you. A reminder to all the participants, if you have any questions, you may press star and one to join the question queue. The next question is from the line of Darshil Javeri from Crown Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello. Good afternoon, sir. Thank you so much for taking my question. Congratulations on a great set of results. Hope I'm audible.
Yes, you are, Darshil.
Yeah. So a lot of my questions have already been answered. So just wanted to just pick your brain a bit in terms of the margin side. So on a consolidated basis, our margins can hit 15%, right? Because 600 crores will be at a higher end than our normal 14% margin in the standalone. So is that a fair assumption, sir?
For Michigan, you are talking?
No, we consolidated basis of the margin is the. If I get you correctly, the question is what is our guidance on the margin for the FY25 on a consolidated basis?
Yeah, sir.
Okay, so our guidance would remain at the level.
We don't have a guidance on a consolidated basis on margins. As the CFO has mentioned, we will retain our guidance on margins going forward at 13-14% on a reporting basis on standalone. On a consolidated basis, as Michigan evolves, we will maybe look forward to giving guidance on the same in the near future.
Okay, fair enough, sir. And just wanted to ask, sir, with regards to currently out of elections or something, so can our order book be impacted with a change in regime, or how do we just see that risk in terms of how we are going forward, sir?
So the order book that we have in under our belt remains unchanged for sure, irrespective of any governmental regime change. And I believe that the forecast also remains unchanged because no matter which government comes in, I think the impetus on development of infrastructure shall stay.
Oh, okay. Fair enough, sir. Oh, that's it from my side. All the best. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Sriharsha KJ, who is an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, sir, and congratulations on a good set of numbers. The EBITDA margin is reported of 20.1% for financial year 24. Is that if it's sustainable going forward, or will it remain at 13-14%?
As we have always maintained, our guidance is 13-14% on the EBITDA. This term, is an aberration to that normal, but we will strive to improve. But that's our guidance for you to consider.
Another question, sir, regarding the order prospects of the big pipeline. You told on the water projects, it's around 3 lakh crore. And what is the other prospects for the transport sector and then for the other subsidiary from Michigan?
So the order pipeline, as far as the NHAI has announced that they will be awarding about 5,200 crores of projects on toll
we see a order, substantive order being announced in the FY 2025. It could be in somewhere in the ranges of about 200,000 crore, that are likely to come through in the coming months or coming quarters. And as was stated by MD Welspun Michigan, that their order pipeline is to the extent of about 20,000 crore. However, in terms of what we believe that will fructify, I think the order wins for us on a standalone basis may be somewhere in the ranges of 6,000 crore and about 700-odd crore for Michigan. So that's what we would believe that we would be happy guiding about.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Participants, if you wish to ask questions, please press star and one. The next question is from the line of Sarvesh Gupta from Maximal Capital. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, sir. Most of the questions have been answered, and congratulations on a good set of numbers. So just one clarification, this 13%-14% guidance for EBITDA margin is excluding other income or including other income?
It is at the reported EBITDA level, which includes the other income.
Okay. And secondly, on the oil and gas side, as I understand, so there is a 100 crore sort of an investment that we are planning in this year. And in FY 2025-26, you have said revenue from the first block to be expected by, but I also heard something on FY 2027. So is it FY 2026 that we expect the revenues to flow in?
No, we don't expect the oil and gas revenues to flow in FY 2026. If there is any past information that you are referring to, I would guide that the earliest that we can expect the revenues is 2026-27, and that too subject to the approval of the EDP, which we have submitted to the government. So we don't know how much time it will take to approve. Once it is approved, we will give you a better guidance on that. And on the earlier question, I want to clarify that the guidance of 13%-14% on the reported EBITDA level is for the standalone and not for consolidated.
Yes, so it is reported EBITDA, including other income for standalone.
That is correct.
Understood, sir. Thank you. All the best.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Shyam Garg from Ladder Up Finance Limited. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the opportunity, sir. I just want to know a few details about the working capital cycle, which has been increased this year, how it will come out in the coming years.
Can you repeat the question, please?
Sir, I just want to know about the working capital cycle for the coming years. FY 2024, we see an increase in working capital days and how it's going to go in future.
So we do not expect any increase in the working capital days going forward. We will be in the same ballpark numbers going forward as well.
Okay. And sir, is there any payments which are due from the government and which are under arbitration?
Sorry, can you repeat? I'm losing you. Yeah.
Are there any payments from the government which are due and are under arbitration?
We have no arbitration. We have no arbitration at this point in time with any of our clients.
Okay. Okay, sir. Thank you for taking my question. Yeah.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Diwakar Rana from Prudent Equity. Please go ahead.
Good evening, sir. So my question is, basically, you are giving 4,000 crore revenue guidance for FY 2025.
if I remember correctly, in last phone call, you said that, you know, we will be doing 3,000 crore this year, basically in FY24, and the revenue growth for FY25 will be 15 to 20%. But you know, right now you are saying that the revenue will be 4,000 crore, so it is kind of a 39% growth in FY25. So you know, so I was asking basically, so what made you change the guidance upward, you know, from 25 to 39% for FY25?
So the there are two reasons of change. Number one, there is a clear visibility of orders that we have in hand, and the since they are starting at the year's start of the financial year, it helps us forecast a bit better. The 4,000 crores which you are referring to is on a consolidated basis. The guidance for the standalone remains at a level of 3,000 crores from the orders in hand and a 300 crores upside on it by the orders that we anticipate to get. So the guidance is anything between 3,000 crores and 3,300 crores.
Okay, sir. That's all from my side.
Thank you.
Thank you. For any further questions, please press star and one. The next question is from the line of Saket Kapoor from Kapoor and Company. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Namaskar, sir. Thank you for this opportunity. My question pertains to our Jal Jeevan mission in the state of Uttar Pradesh. Sir, herein you have alluded to the fact that there were some issues pertaining to execution, which I missed in your opening remarks. Yadi sir, aap usse ek baar aur clarify karo.
Thank you. Surely we'll clarify. See, the project involves construction of ESRs, or what we call elevated storage reservoirs. These are, as you know, the tanks that you see around in a lot of places. The number of tanks to be built is substantially high, and that much of skill set manpower is not available at this point in time. So to do it in a conventional method, that is one area where we were lagging. So we have opted for doing it in a precast solution so as to expedite the project. And we have also made a suggestion for steel tanks, which is going to expedite it further. So we expect the project to overcome its construction difficulties in the FY25 as we move along.
So this was the only reason that led to slower execution of the completion part?
In the UPJJM section. So as I said, there were certain holds on the major projects which we are undertaking right now, which is the VRP and SNRP, because of certain client holds and the local holds, work fronts got stuck, which we have got released to a large extent now. So that resulted in loss of some revenue, which got transferred to FY25 from FY24.
When we look at the size of this opportunity, since Uttar Pradesh in itself is equivalent to having population equivalent to other countries in the world, so can you allude to the size of this SJM mission? I think so. And also the other players who are keenly awarded these packages, and what's the total size? And going ahead, what are the further opportunities post the execution which you are anticipating? आपने से 2900 करोड़ का एक number दिया है current year के लिए. Post that also, does it involve further scope of work? How many players are working over this project? The total size कितनी है? कितनी बड़ी है?
So you've asked a lot of questions in one question. I'll try and answer to the best of my ability. So currently, if I get it, if my information is right, UP alone has about 70,000 villages currently being connected.
through the UPJJM mission. So now this mission will not get completed with this. We still will have a lot of states like Rajasthan is coming up, MP is coming up. So there are lot many states which will have lot many villages still to be connected. UPJJM in UP alone has 4 phases. We have participated in phase 2 of the project. So I think in terms of the continuation of the opportunity, this will continue for my assessment for next 3-4 years. But the larger opportunity in water will unlock once these connections are made, because the reuse of water will become important. The cycle of life, water will begin once the water is available. And hence I see the opportunity as far as water is concerned for next 20 years to be there around all these freshwater supply, processing of used water and reuse of the water and making the non-revenue water into an asset, as well as making the wastewater into an asset. This life cycle for the country I see for at least next 20 years.
Okay, so the scope, just to dwell further and conclude also, the scope of work for Welspun would be greater than just the supply of water. This is what the...
That is correct.
And sir, on the number of players who are involved in this project, could you name a few of them other than, we have also heard NCC is speaking about the Jal Jeevan Mission for Uttar Pradesh valued at 16,000 crore. Then there is one other player, Vindhya Telelink. They are spending 6,000 crores. So just to take the size and the key players, if you could allude a few names.
So there's the people involved includes right from the top of the line, Larsen and Toubro, to smaller players who have taken about 400-500 villages. So the spectrum is pretty large. I would think at this point in time, UPJJM related projects, there are about at least 20 entities, if not more, involved. Top of the scale will be the likes of L&T and the NCCs, and the bottom of the scale would be people which are new entrant with like Jackson, etc. So they have taken small steps, ginger steps towards this opportunity. So the spectrum is pretty large, but the opportunity is much larger. That's what I would say.
And it will gather momentum for this financial year. This is what the understanding is.
What I am seeing is UPJJM subsurface schemes, surface schemes, linking schemes, all is a very large opportunity. But the larger opportunity after this that will unfold is, once the water has been used, what do we do about it? So that's the larger opportunity that shall unfold.
Right. And for this year, 2,900 crore target difference for execution.
Sorry?
For this financial year, we will be executing 2,900 crore worth of the project and under this.
No. The 2,500, 600, 700 crores is my total UPJJM project in for this distribution, out of which I think we have delivered about 50%. The 50% out of this 50%, I think majority of will be delivered in FY25. Some of it may spill onto FY26 as well.
Okay. So then the 2,900 value which you provide in your presentation, page number 38, 39, that alludes to which part of the story?
Can you just bear with us as we open that slide? Can somebody
yes.
open that slide, please, for me?
38 and 39.
38 and 39, please. Open it. So just to clarify the presentation, it is the scope of the project, which is about 2,900 crores in totality. So out of which 50% is executed at this point in time, approximately.
Right.
Am I clear to you?
Sir, I am just missing these two numbers, 2544 and 2900. So if you could tell what was the size of the order awarded to us, how much has been executed last year or current year?
So 2900 crores is the awarded contract value, and the number of villages that we are connecting is 2544.
Right.
Is that clear?
Yes. And how much have we executed for FY24 and kitna 25 mein hoga?
Up to FY24 we have executed approximately 50%, and the balance, a majority, will be done in FY25. Some of the work will spill onto FY26 as well.
Okay. Thank you, sir, for that, and all the best to the team. Sir, on the oil and gas front, I missed the initial part, so I'll just go through it if I have some follow-up. I'll contact the industrial vision. I miss
thank
your
you.
Opening.
Please feel free to contact our... Yes. Thank you.
As there are no further questions, I would now like to hand the conference over to Mr. Sandeep Garg for closing comments.
I want to thank all the participants for joining us on this call today, and I hope we have been able to address all your queries. We remain committed to creating value for our stakeholders, and our focus is on delivering improved return on equity and return on capital employed. I look forward to speaking to you once again in near future. Meanwhile, please feel free to reach out to our investor relations team, Siddharth, Salil, or SGA, our IR agency, for any questions or feedbacks. Thank you and good day.
Thank you. On behalf of Wellspun Enterprises Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us. You may now disconnect your lines.